Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us in studio, and we're going to talk Special Olympics today. Patrick Carnes and Jackie Carnes are in with us this morning. Jackie's one of the head coaches of the Griswold Tigers Special Olympics program, and she brought her biggest supporter along with her, too, this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you
for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Jackie, I want to talk a little bit about the basics with regard to the Griswold Tigers Special Olympics. How did this ever get started?
Well, Patrick and I have a son who is involved in Special Olympics and has been for years. And we saw a need in our Griswold local area. He was always involved in the Atlantic Special Olympics. And we saw a need in the Griswold area where we live. So Laura Carlton and I went to some trainings, got some information, and decided that we would start a local organization for our Griswold area. We have now 6 athletes, and we're just going strong and working with them.
Would people be a little surprised to learn just how many different Special Olympics organizations there are out there? How many people are involved in it?
Absolutely. The Special Olympics is a huge organization. I would say, if not every other town, you could go anywhere and find someone who has something to do with Special Olympics. Yes, there's the Creston area, there's Atlantic area.
Red Oak, yeah, it's just all over, not just our area, all over the country.
Absolutely.
It is a pretty much a worldwide thing right now.
Yes, it is, mm-hmm. Definitely.
What's the purpose for Special Olympics? What's the goal?
The goal for Special Olympics is to bring our athletes out that, you know, may not be able to get into the mainstream competitions at the school's level. And bring them out and let them see, you know, they do have abilities. They are special in what they do. And give them a little competition. It brings out, you know, their ability, their...
Well, a lot of these children, too, they sit there and they watch their brothers and sisters in high school. And they support their brothers and sisters. And this is their chance to shine. This is their 15 minutes of fame, whatever you want to call it. And it's just their chance to be... for lack of a better word, normal, you know, is just their chance.
To be recognized, to have their day in the sun just like anybody
else.
Absolutely. Exactly, you know? And they love it. Yeah. And they absolutely love it. And they work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Their ethic of working hard is probably better than mine on most days.
we have a 15-year-old at home, and sometimes it's a little hard to get him up, getting him to go to practice and all that. But now our other son that's in Special Olympics, he's up, ready, raring to go.
No problem.
Yeah.
A real fireball.
Oh, yeah.
So what types of sports? What are they doing?
Right now we're doing basketball. Okay. Just finished area competition in Creston, Iowa. We have some athletes that have made it on to state level, mm-hmm. so they will be going to Iowa City in March. We also do track and field. We do bowling, getting ready to do some bocce, getting trained on some bocce. Mm-hmm. And then we also do softball in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the softball is actually held here in Atlantic, Iowa.
Yep.
So, but it's not always playing the games.
Oh, no. We do practices, usually one practice a week. During track season, it's 2 practices a week.
And it's skills, too.
It's skills.
It's not an organized game. We're teaching them the skills like the dribbling, the passing of the ball with the basketball skills, and the shooting. It's not a game like you'd go see the Atlantic High School play or something like that. It's the skill levels is what we're teaching.
I know some varsity players who could use those skills.
Did
I say that out loud?
they could come on down and help us out. That'd
Absolutely.
Be great.
Well, and that leads us to the coaching part of it, too. You're involved. Mm-hmm. Can anybody coach? Can anybody help out?
You know what? They can. And we welcome more coaches mm-hmm. because coaching... It's just an awesome opportunity for anybody.
Yeah.
We are getting ready to have a coaches training in the spring. We don't have an exact date yet, but there is a trainer in Special Olympics in Grimes, Iowa, who will be coming down to the Griswold area. And she will have a training on at least 4 sports, possibly 5. Mm-hmm. And we have 9 people scheduled right now for that training. But if anyone is interested in taking that training with us and becoming a coach, we welcome it.
Mm-hmm. What types of skills would somebody need to be a coach in Special Olympics? The reason I ask is because mm-hmm. I would coach differently if I were coaching, say, little leaguers as opposed to a varsity team. You know, there's a different level of their skills at this particular point in time, and a different type of patience and, and attack that might be needed with this. What type of people are you looking for that?
We're looking for people with a lot of love in their heart.
That's exactly right.
You know, you don't have to have a skill in a certain area because we will train you. But, you know, come with a good attitude, come with a lot of love, be willing to have a good time, and just be with the athletes. You would be amazed at the fun that you will have and what you will learn and what the athletes will bring to your life.
Well, in coaching at any level, there's always that, you always have tough days. You have that with everything.
Oh, yeah.
But then you have that sense of fulfillment when, you know, with any athlete that you're working with, when they finally understand what you're trying to get across to them.
Absolutely. And I do the scoring. And to see the scores improve on a yearly basis is, it's heartwarming. It's just, it's a wonderful feeling to know that they are making strides and they're accomplishing things. They're accomplishing goals.
Now, this is a larger organization than just in Griswold, and this gives a lot of opportunities here. You know, I think back to when we were kids participating in different sports. I don't think we ever left town until we were like sophomores in high school.
Right.
And I see kids traveling all the time now in youth sports and stuff. It's no different with Special Olympics.
No.
You guys burn a lot of rubber.
Oh, yeah.
We do a lot of traveling. Yes, we do. And we have athletes who come from the Stanton area whose parents travel with them on a regular basis. Our area competitions, then, you know, we go to state, and those are usually held in Iowa City or Ames, Iowa. So yes, traveling is something that we do quite often.
And they have a chance to excel just like any other athlete, depending upon their skill level and how they perform and what have you. They can move on to different levels?
They can. They absolutely can.
And
they are scored not only on their age, but on their ability. So it's not, you know, we're not going to put someone together that doesn't, you know, they have got to be on the same ability level
and skill
same,
level.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we didn't really talk too much about that, but one of the numbers I was surprised before we visited here this morning, I was asking who can participate in Special Olympics, and boy, just about anybody.
Yes. 8 years is the minimum. 8 years old is our minimum. Our maximum, there is no maximum. You would be amazed at the age levels. Like I was talking earlier, there is a 72-year-old male that is involved in track and field, and he runs track. And it is incredible to watch. It is amazing.
It's going to make me feel just how out of shape I really am.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, it's great to see. They take advantage of the opportunity there,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Now, with all this travel and stuff, now I know you guys volunteer as coaches. You're not getting compensated financially.
Yeah.
You're getting compensated spiritually, but not financially.
It's just the blessing of being around them.
Right. But there are expenses that go along with this.
There are.
You do need to have some fundraisers once in a while. I know you got one coming up.
We do. We have at the Pizza Ranch, they are helping us to do what they call a community impact fundraiser. It's held on February 6th, which is this Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. We would like people to come down to Pizza Ranch. 10% of the proceeds go towards our Special Olympic program, our local athletes. And then there will be a tip jar there as well if you just want to, you know, put a tip in there or donation of any kind. Was greatly appreciated.
Do you do a lot of fundraisers during the year?
We only do two. We don't want to bombard everyone with a lot of fundraisers, so we only do two, and we have done a bake sale and did really well at that. This will be our second fundraiser for the year. And the fundraisers go towards equipment, uniforms, and the traveling expenses, because there are a lot of expenses when you go to the different meets and things.
And 100% of everything that comes in goes to our athletes. It goes to nobody but our athletes.
So you're not talking about administrative expenses or
none
anything
whatsoever.
Else there? It's
no.
all and it all stays local.
Yes.
It all stays local.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Very
yes.
good.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that the athletes appreciate that very much. Will they be part of the day?
Yes, they will. They will be bussing tables. If anyone needs a refill on their drink, they will be refilling drinks, taking plates, helping in any way that they possibly can, and wiping down tables and just we're just going to be there to have a good time, let the public know that we're here and what we're all about, and let them see our athletes and how wonderful they are so that we can share them with the community.
Yeah, if you come down, you'll just see how excited they are to do things like this. Even though we would consider it work, this is fun to them.
Yeah.
And they love doing it. They do it with smiles on their face. They do it with enthusiasm. They do it with love.
Is there always room for more athletes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're always looking for new athletes. We have 3 right now that we're signing up. And if you have an athlete or if you have any questions about maybe you don't know if they qualify to be in Special Olympics, they can get a hold of myself. They can get a hold of Laura Carlton, who is the other head coach. My phone number is 712-789-0376. Or they can call Laura Carlton, and her number is 712-789-0440. And we will be glad to help with any questions you might have and any paperwork that you need to do.
Very good. It's just all about getting people involved.
It is. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, don't forget the fundraiser coming up again this Thursday, February 6th, from 5 until 8 p.m., and that'll be at the Atlantic Pizza Ranch, where 10% of the checks that night will go toward the Griswold Tigers Special Olympics and any extra that you might want to give at that time as well. And if you would like to know more, again, you can call Jackie or Laura, and they'd be happy to share more with you about the projects and things that they've been involved in. It's got to be fun to make people smile.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They make us smile. They warm our hearts, and we are glad to be a part of it.
The most wonderful feeling in the world. We were just at Creston, and one of the athletes, just out of the blue, came down and gave me the biggest bear hug and said thank you. That was everything.
I bet. Good day.
Yes,
it's
absolutely. It is a good day. Always a good day around our athletes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great group of parents and athletes and coaches.
Good. Well, we hope they have some great experiences here down the road, too, and hope folks can help them out with some extra donations there also. Mm-hmm. Jackie, Patrick, thanks for coming in this morning, and thanks for all that you guys do to help push the program forward.
Well, thank you for having us.